We continue our learning Leilin Nishmas David ben Menachem Munish and Mechaim Yaakov Pinchas Eliyo. We're in Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We continue our discussion of fertilizer. If we remember, we're not permitted midrabanan to fertilize the field in the Shemitah year, but if I want to store the manure to get it out of the barn, to get it out of the courtyard, I'm permitted to do so as long as I follow certain rules. Now, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah said that I can't have more than three piles of manure, three piles of dung, of fertilizer, in an area of a beis saw. And Rabbi Shimon says no. He said in the end of the last Mishnah, af al ha'ashpatos, you can even add to the number of piles of manure. Our Mishnah is going to continue discussing Rabbi Shimon's position, where he's lenient, and we're going to see he's lenient in regard to something else as well. In the previous Mishnah, he allowed you to have more than three piles of dung, of fertilizer, per besa, but that's where the piles had at least 10 lesech. Each pile had at least 10 lesech, which a lesech, we said, is 15 sa, altogether 150 sa. So each pile had to have at least 10 lesech. Remember, the more, the merrier. The more it looks like I'm storing and not fertilizing. Our Mishnah is going to show us that Rabbi Shimon says if you follow certain rules, you can even have more than three piles where there's less than 10 lesech of dung in each pile. How so? Osa adam es sadeu shalosh shalosh ashpatos lebesa. Yes, Rabbi Shimon allows you to have three piles in a besa. But he says if you want to have not only more than three piles, but where the piles have less than 10 lesech each, Yasser Mikan, Machtziv, Divir Rabbi Shimon. Machtziv means you have to make them literally like a pot, like the legs of a pot, like a tripod, which means if I'm making the piles, I have two on the bottom and one in the middle, on the top of those, like a tripod, so then it's very clear I'm there to store it and not to spread it out to fertilize the field. So under those circumstances, Rabbi Shimon not only allows you to have more than three piles per besa, but each pile can have even less than 10 lesech, if you would like, because it doesn't look like I'm fertilizing the land, even though it's less fertilizer per pile. Nonetheless, I'm not covering the ground because I'm setting it up like a storage, like a tripod. The Chachamim say that's not allowed. Meaning, the Rachachamim who say you can't have more than three piles, even if each one has 10 lesech worth. If I want to have more, the only thing I can do, says the Mishnah, Acheyamik Shlosha, or Acheyagbiya Shlosha. What do you have to do? You have to lower down the area where the pile is, three tfachim below the ground, or raise it three tfachim above the ground. When you do that, so then it's very clear that my purpose here is just to store the manure and not to fertilize the ground. So then, if you do that, you raise it by three tfachim on the ground, or dig it down and pile it in the ground three tfachim inside the ground, so then it's going to be allowed even more than three piles. Mishnah continues in the name of the Tanakhama, Osa Adam Es Zivlo, Otsar, a person can make all of his fertilizer into one large storage pile. Meaning what? Instead of making the three separate piles where each one has 10 lesech, which we said is 150 sah, I can have all of those, all of that lesech, in one pile, and add as much as I like. That's also okay, says the Tanakhama. It's not going to be a problem at all. Even though they don't allow, the Chachamim say, they don't allow more than three piles of 10 lesech each. If I'm putting together more, I can have more than 30 lesech if I am piling them up all into the same pile. Rabbi Meir, Oser, Acheyamik, Shlosho, Acheyibia, Shlosho. Rabbi Meir, however, does not allow this. You're not allowed to make one single pile that has more than 30 lesech unless you do what the Chachamim said to do in the previous case, which is you lower it into the ground by three tfachim, or you raise it from the ground three tfachim. We continue in this Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about that each pile has to consist of at least 10 lesech. Oh, what if you have less than that? Is there any possibility of storing when it's going to be 10 lesech per pile? Mishnah continues here. Hayalo davar muad. You only have a small amount of fertilizer. What you're allowed to do is you're allowed to store it in a pile in the field, as long as you're adding on to it. Mosif alav aholech. As long as you're adding on a little bit at a time, we're not concerned that it's less, because I know I'm going to keep adding to it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria oser acheyamik shlosha or acheyagbia shlosha or acheyiten al hasela. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says no. If you don't have enough at one time, you can assume that, oh, well, I'm going to be adding on to it, because it's possible you won't add on the requisite amount of 10 lesech per pile. So once again, we're going to have to make use of this heter of lowering it down. If you don't have enough per pile, then you have to lower it down into the ground or raise it from the ground. Or option number three says a sela, a rock. You put the manure on top of a boulder. So since he says you're not allowed to store a small amount with the intent to add a little bit more later, because you may forget and not add anything. So to avoid the impression of fertilizing the ground, so we have these three options. The additional option here is where I have a boulder. And by the way, the boulder doesn't need to be 3 tfachim from the ground. Because no one plants on top of a rock. So everyone's going to know that I'm clearly not here to fertilize the ground. And therefore, that would be an option as well. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Hamadayer Es Sadeu. A person is making a corral. What's happening? He wants his animals in the field to have a place to walk around. He wants to enclose it. But we know clearly the animals are going to deposit their waste in that area. And he needs to show somehow that he's not using that as fertilizer. So the Mishnah says like this. This is what you're allowed to do during the Shemitah year. Person's making a corral, a pen. Oses sahar levei sasayim. He can make a sahar. A sahar is an enclosure for an area that's as large as a base sasayim, which is 5,000. A base is 2,500 square amos. A base sasayim is 5,000 square amos. And the animals will therefore deposit whatever they need to, the fertilizer, only in that area, not throughout the entire field. So it shows he's not using it as fertilizer. But then, look what we allow you to do. Oker shalosh ruchos umaniach esem sois. But then what we allow you to do is like this. Once that base soy is filled with fertilizer, he's allowed to pull out the fences on three of the sides of that corral, leaving the middle fence, and then build the second enclosure on the other side of the middle fence. Hanimtza medayer beis arbasor. And so, in the end, he will end up fertilizing double that area, another beis sasayim, around this second corral that he sets up. So that's what the Mishnah permits during the Shemitah year. So Nimsa Medayer Beis Arba Soin. The end, he's going to have to be enclosing an area of 10,000 square amos altogether, or double that area, a base of time, an area that grows four of grain, and that's allowed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, actually double that, a base shmona soin. He allows you to set up four enclosures one after the other, the same way we did it. We'll end up totaling fencing in all together when it's all over, 8 base saw. That's what he allows. Mishnah continues, what about hoysa chol sadeu base arba soin? Let's say according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my entire field is not that large, it's 4 saw. Am I allowed in the end to fertilize the whole field? Because you told me that's still within the limit. But then it clearly looks like I'm fertilizing the whole field. So mishayer mimena miktsas, you have to leave a little bit over that you're not enclosing, which won't be fertilized. Mibnei marasayin. So we avoid that appearance of doing something wrong. Umotzi min hasahar v'nosin l'soch sadeu kiderech hamizablim. What is the Mishnah saying like this? After all of the enclosures, right, are taken care of, and filled with manure, filled with dung. So the Mishnah tells me what I do. I have to remove the fertilizer from the enclosed area and put it in my field as piles, just like the people we discussed previously in the early part of this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. And then once again, I will now form 3 piles of each one having a minimum of 10 lesech per base, so as we learn in Mishnah Aleph.